When planning a trip to Europe, if you're like most people, you focus on the big, famous cities you fly in and out of. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, we're looking at some of the smaller towns and rural areas you may not know much about, but that reward visitors with a distinctive culture, great food, lots of photo ops, and travel fun. Coming up, a guide from the Basque Country offers tips for enjoying that distinctive corner of Spain and France. And we'll check in with listeners making plans for family getaways in the UK and Ireland. First, let's meet two guides from Hungary, Esther Bokros and Peter Poltzman. They're here to help us plan the perfect Hungarian family vacation. We're at 877-333-7425. Esther and Peter, thanks for being here.
Hi.
Hello, you're very welcome.
We're talking about Hungary going outside of Budapest. If you want to think about the best of the countryside, what would you recommend that Americans be sure to check out, Peter?
I've got two favorites. One is where I'm born. That's the Danube Bend. That's the closest to Budapest. I'm not saying that's the most exciting, though, but that's the closest. So that offers the first opportunity to see something interesting. To the north of Budapest, there's two hills that force the Danube to take a sharp turn. And there's three cities over there. There's a small artist village called St. Andrews. And the bend continues towards Visegrad, which has a medieval castle there. And then you come to the country's first capital, which is more of an ecclesiastical center. But if you ask me which one is the most interesting and my favorite, I would go for Pécs, which is in the southern part of the country. It's a town with a Mediterranean feel, lots of interesting tiles over there, artists. So it's just really at the crossroads of Hungarian, Austro-Hungarian culture with a pinch of Balkan there.
Pécs. So it's a good example. This is a crossroads of Europe, and in Pécs you can feel that. Pécs, P-E-C-S, like pecs. Okay, so we'll get back to this later, but you're recommending the Danube Bend, the three important historic places on the Danube Bend, and the town south of Budapest a couple of hours, Pécs.
Correct.
Esther, what would you recommend?
I would definitely recommend the third largest lake in Europe, Lake Balaton, in Hungary.
Yep.
It's just an hour and a half drive from Budapest, so it's not really far. You can bike around the lake, you can sail on the lake, and you can see historical places around the lake. And if you're a wine lover, you will find a huge variety, especially in the north side of the lake. It is one of the most famous wine regions of Hungary.
Okay, so when you're thinking about wine, I always think Hungarian wine is big red wine. Is that what we're talking about in Balaton?
Not exactly.
No.
It's more home for light white wine.
Light wine. Okay, so we have the bull's blood wine, right, further east?
That's true. Eger is for bull's blood, and that's to the east of Budapest. And then Pécs, if we talk about Pécs again,
yeah.
Again and again, to the south of Pécs, there's, I think, the country's best wine region, Villagne.
And how would you characterize that wine?
It's actually on the same latitude with Bordeaux.
Okay.
So it's half Mediterranean, and then that's where the full-bodied reds are.
So you get a big Bordeaux.
Yeah.
You would get a Hungarian Bordeaux, and that's in the area south of Pécs.
Sure enough, yeah.
Okay. Esther, we're talking about Lake Balaton, the third largest lake in Europe.
That's right.
And I know during communist times, Hungarians couldn't travel very far, or it was difficult to travel, and that was everybody would go to Lake Balaton.
So absolutely.
It has a history of being the place to go for a beach resort.
Absolutely. It was called in the country the Hungarian Sea.
The Hungarian Sea.
Since it's 76 kilometers long, which is about 50 miles.
50 miles long. That's quite a sea.
It's quite a sea.
Now, when I think of this Lake Balaton, I think of families on vacation and traditional sort of vacations. If you think back to your childhood, what are your favorite memories in the countryside of Hungary when you would go with your family to be on a vacation?
We would definitely go for Balaton.
But
I come from a north part of Hungary, not very far from Eger, actually, from a mountainous regions. So we would go for a nice, small, quiet place in the mountains.
And what would you do there?
Hiking, definitely. Collecting mushrooms.
I was going to say foraging. I had friends in Bulgaria and we used to do that.
Definitely, that's a good idea.
So foraging mushrooms in the mountains north of Eger. Okay.
And there are really beautiful hiking trails where you have fantastic panorama.
Is there any park that you would recommend today for hiking in Hungary?
I could recommend a really beautiful park nearby Eger. That's one of the national parks of Hungary.
Uh-huh.
And you can see beautiful cascading waterfalls there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the Hungarian Lipizzaner horses.
Okay, so there's Lipizzaner horses in the northeast of Hungary?
Yes, absolutely.
What is that place called?
It's called Szilvásvárad.
Okay.
It's nearby Eger. They are very, very famous, and you can go horse riding.
Because the Lipizzaner horses I was thinking of were in Slovenia.
Yeah, the town of Lipica is in Slovenia, but now that the Austro-Hungarian monarchy broke up, the Austrian Lipizzaners are bred in Graz, in the city of Graz. So what you see in Vienna, that's from Graz. There's Lipizzaners in the town of Lipizza as well. And on top of that, there's Lipizzaners in Hungary.
I'm confused. There's three Lipizzaner...
back in the old days,
three
right?
Strains. So you're going to say not just Lipizzaner stallions, but if you're really into it, you go, are these the Hungarian Lipizzaners?
Sure enough.
Slovenian or the Austrian at Graz?
I don't think the Hungarians would forget to mention that these are Hungarian Lipizzaners.
Oh, absolutely not.
There's a little bit of pride there for the great horses.
For sure. Because
Hungary was part of the Habsburg Empire. It was the Austro-Hungarian Empire. You were the co-pilots of that empire.
Sure enough, yeah. A lot of things go back there. Coffee house culture and...
Palaces. Talk about palaces. Habsburg palaces in the countryside of Hungary. What would you see?
Actually, all the palaces imitate Versailles, just like, you know, some of the palaces in Austria as well. But probably one of the most exciting is close to Budapest. Mm-hmm. If you go outside, 45 minutes would take you to Gödöllő, which was the summer palace for the Habsburgs. Sissi, the wife of Franz Joseph, actually spent more time over there than in Vienna. She didn't like Vienna at all. She hated the mother-in-law, first of all, and then she spent more time out there. Franz Joseph liked it too, so they used to go out there. And then the Esterházys had a big palace as well. The Esterházy family was like the Rothschild family, so they had lots of lands and stuff.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about Hungary right now with two Hungarian friends, Esther Bokros and Peter Poltzman. Peter, we heard about Esther's childhood memories. What are your childhood memories in the countryside to have a good traditional Hungarian family vacation?
Well, my family was probably poorer because we could not afford to go to Lake Balaton. I've got one memory, though, with Lake Balaton because the Communist Party built a whole town for kids. And then I spent 2 weeks over there as a pioneer.
You were a communist pioneer?
I was a communist pioneer. I almost cried my eyes out when I had to leave the camp. So I was a happy communist pioneer over there for 2 weeks. Honestly, that was my first vacation, long vacation away from family. And I cried my eyes out. And I can see that Esther cried her eyes out as well. So.
You enjoyed it? You enjoyed
Yes, that camp was absolutely high heaven for kids because it had a lot more than regular schools or regular kids. I even spent 3 weeks during school year there. That was a big privilege and a big prize for good students.
Now, you guys must have been young during communist finished in 1990, right? Or 1989.
89.
So this is 23 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, this is like 80, 85.
Okay, so you were mm-hmm. kids going to the, you know, the equivalent of Girl Scout or Boy Scout summer camp. I can't believe how both of you lit up when you remember your communist summer school days. So tell me, what was so great about it, Esther, going to communist summer camp? Did they bribe you to be happy to be indoctrinated?
No, they didn't. Well, in fact, in a way, they bribed because of the so many activities you could try, what you could never try.
Okay, so it was just full of opportunities.
Full of opportunities.
Summer memories, riding horses.
Yes, things like that, or pottery, excursions, sailing.
And when you had to go back to your dreary family, you cried.
I probably was crying because of joy to see them, but I was crying because I knew that this is not going to happen very often.
So this is a special time.
Absolutely.
Peter, what are your memories of communist summer camp in Hungary?
I fell in love for the first time over there. That was my reason for crying, I think.
Oh, okay.
But,
was that allowed at a communist summer camp?
Crying, you mean? Or
no,
falling in love.
Oh,
sure enough. We spent half the night outside. You know, because they appointed guards for the camp, and these were guys. Everyone wanted to be a guard for the night because then you can stay outside, meet the girls as well. So awesome. It was awesome. They woke us up, though. At 6 o'clock, I remember that we had to wake up, and then we had to... That was this compulsory half an hour running around the camp. A bit of a military practice, if you...
So there was that focus on physical being fit.
Yeah, you want to prepare yourself for, you know, what's going to come. But it was awesome, I remember. And it was only for the best students. I mean, this was a privilege
to go there.
It's not a prison camp, mind you.
Right.
So it was it was a beautiful time.
Very interesting.
85.
This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're reminiscing about communist summer camp back in the 80s in Hungary. It was a good time. You know, when you think about it today, is Hungary happy to be capitalist?
In a way, probably yes.
And in a way what?
In a way, it's a big struggle at the moment in the country.
Really? That's interesting. So what is the nostalgia about is there any good old days feelings about communism?
Some people would definitely, older generations would definitely have some good feelings about communism because prices were low.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a job.
Everybody had a retirement.
Everybody had a retirement. There was free healthcare, free medication.
What do you think, Peter? Is there nostalgia today? Or who's happy about the contemporary economic situation and who wishes it was the old way?
Okay, probably I'm the first generation who enjoys the benefits of the new world because we get all the job opportunities, we speak languages, we know how to work with computers, the old guys don't.
So the older generation, your parents' generation was the one that was sort of...
They lost quite a lot over there, especially, for the last 15, 20 years, they were out of jobs. So, you don't get a pension if you don't have a job for 15 years.
That's a sad thing, but it's a new beginning for Hungary now.
Sure,
and we all are hoping for the best for the former Warsaw Pact countries. Mark's on the phone in Albany, California. Mark, thanks for your call.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Do you have a comment or a question for Peter or Esther?
Well, last spring, I was in Budapest for several days by myself. I was thinking that maybe next time I'd bring the family over, and we'd like to possibly stay out in the country, and wondered if Hungary had farm stays similar to what Italy might have with its agriturismos.
Esther, do you know anything about the staying in a farm or a bed and breakfast in the countryside?
It is possible. It depends also what kind of region the traveler would like to prefer, if it's the Great Plain or if it's a mountainous area or a slightly hilly area. It's possible. It's not that common, but if you look on the web, it's possible to find places.
What I would recommend, go to the wine cellars. It's an awesome experience. I know a couple who run a wine cellar close to Eger. It's in Eger Salok. I actually go there very regularly. They've got 10 rooms right across the street. There's a thermal spa. You can go biking. You help them, do the wine harvest. That's
an
awesome
experience.
Whoa, you
got a family experience, you got a spa, you got biking,
sure,
and you got wine.
And then if you go down to the Great Plains, and as Esther said, then you can go horseback riding, in the middle of nowhere. You stay in a big house, probably with the family, and then you can go horseback riding. There's wine all the time, everywhere. There's 22 wine regions, so you will always find a family in the vineyard, and then, room and board.
That's a good way to connect with the salt of the earth sort of farm community. Good luck, Mark.
Great. Thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
Happy travels.
Thank you.
More on family vacation options for Hungary just ahead. And coming up, an insider's guide to the Basque Country in Spain and France. 877-333-7425. That's our number at Travel with Rick Steves. Support for Travel with Rick Steves comes from Rosetta Stone, helping you prepare for your trip to a foreign country by learning a new language through talking to a native speaker. Learn more at rosettastone.com/ricksteves.